Researchers in Spain have some interesting news for those of you waking up this morning with a sore back. They've found that sleeping on a firm mattress may not be the best thing for you after all. Their findings appear in this week's issue of The Lancet, a British journal. Joining me now is NPR's Richard Knox. Morning, Richard.
Good morning, Renee.
So after all these years of telling us that we have to sleep on firm mattresses, what did they find out?
Well, basically, that people with chronic back pain who slept on a medium firm mattress were twice as likely to improve as those who slept on a really firm mattress. They had less pain when they were lying in bed, they had less pain after getting up, and they were better able to engage in daily activities. And this last thing is really the most important, because the authors note that very few medical treatments have been shown to reduce disability.
With back pain?
With back pain, right.
Now, how did the researchers do the study? Obviously, they put people on mattresses, but...
Yeah, it was kind of unusual. They recruited 313 people who suffered low back pain for at least 3 months, and they gave each one of them a free mattress. These were high-quality mattresses. The researchers assigned people at random to get either a really firm mattress or one that was medium firm, and neither the study subjects nor the scientists involved knew during the study who got which kind. In fact, the subject didn't even know the study was comparing two different kinds of mattresses. They measured people's back pain and their physical activities at the beginning of the study and then after 3 months of sleeping on the new mattresses. There apparently hasn't been a study of what kind of mattress is best for people with back pain that's been this large or this rigorous, and that's kind of curious because most adults have bad backs at some point in their lives.
Now, if the subjects couldn't tell whether they were on a firm or medium firm mattress, how soft is medium firm?
Well, there's a scale which was developed by the European Committee for Standardization, which regulates trade in the European Union. It's a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being firmest and 10 being softest. And the medium firm mattresses in the study were 5.6 on that 1 to 10 scale, and the firm mattresses in the study were 2.3, and that's about as firm as you can buy on the retail market. I'm not sure, by the way, if there's an official U.S. firmness standard. There's something called the National Institute of Standards and Technology, which is a government agency, and it sets voluntary standards for mattress flammability, but apparently not for mattress firmness.
Now, if one doesn't have a bad back, would a firm mattress give you one?
There's no study on that. I mean, it would seem like it would be better to sleep on a medium firm mattress whether you have a bad back or not from this kind of study, but obviously this study was not of people who don't have bad backs. And so we really don't know. I'm told from other studies that they indicate that people with bad backs tend to be more sensitive to mattress firmness.
And what does the study have to say about why a medium firm mattress is better?
Well, one clue is that the proportion of people who slept in the fetal position, you know, curled up on their sides, went up among those who got the medium firm mattresses. And one researcher who's not connected with the study says maybe that's because there was less pressure on their shoulders and hips when they slept on softer mattresses, and the fetal position may be better for sore backs. A study in Australia provides another hint. Researchers there wired people up who slept on firm and then not-so-firm mattresses, and they measured the activity of their lower back muscles. Those who slept on firm beds had higher muscle activity, and that may mean their back muscles didn't get as much of a chance to rest. But these are just hints, and that, as they always say, more research is needed. Maybe the study will stimulate it. You'd think that would be justified, since humans spend a third of their lives in bed.
Richard, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
NPR's Richard Knox.